5.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the packet 8.net toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features completely free. It's it. I mean, they're free. You just go there and enjoy them. Those other radio talk show hosts, they charge you for access to their websites. Ours is free, freetalklive.com. So, apparently, there were some protests today in San Francisco and New York, anti-Iraq war protests. Now, you'd think San Francisco, New York, big cities, top 10 markets, I believe. I think San Francisco's in the top 10.
I'm sure it is. I know it is.
Big cities. Got to be some people turning out for an anti-war protest. Well, I don't know who the hell was organizing these things, because I'm pretty sure that there have been bigger anti-Iraq war protests in the past, like in the past four years or so. But in this case, uniformed police outnumbered the fewer than 100 protesters outside the New York Stock Exchange building at the corner of Broad and Wall Streets in New York's historic financial district. In fact, police arrested more than 100 protesters in both San Francisco and New York City as the nation marked the fourth anniversary of the U.S. invasion of Iraq. So it was a pretty significant day to be protesting the Iraq war.
It's hard to imagine. I don't know exactly how long the World War II lasted, but it seems to me that it lasted about 4 years, and it's hard to imagine this thing has gone on that long. Civil War, same thing. These are the big ones that we fought, and couldn't wrap up this stinking little country in 4 years?
Stop the money, stop the war, demonstrators chanted as police hauled away limp-bodied protesters. A police spokesman said 44 were arrested. Demonstrators, I presume that's in New York, demonstrators said they were directing their protests at major defense contractors like Lockheed Martin and General Electric and others. The protest had no impact on the stock exchange's trading. Quote, U.S. service members and Iraqi civilians are dying so that the elite few can profit, said one of the protesters, a high school teacher who served for 2 years in the U.S. Navy. In San Francisco, dozens of demonstrators, many of them old enough to have been once protested in the Vietnam War in the 1960s and early 70s, conducted a die-in by lying on the sidewalk and pretending to be dead. Some were fake blood to recall the more than 3,200 U.S. military personnel killed in the Iraq War. And that's a lot. I mean, that's a lot of people. 3,200 people. Many later moved to obstruct Market Street, running through. And I don't even know what the count is on the people that have been injured. I'm not even sure what that count is. I know the last time I looked, it was over 15,000.
Yes, it's 20-something thousand. Low 20.
Wow. They moved out into Market Street, running through the city's central business district. Police spokesbureaucrat warned, quote, as soon as they went out there, we started making arrests. They were warned. I don't know what they were arresting them for. Maybe they didn't
know what they were warned about.
Another spokesperson said police arrested 57 people in two San Francisco locations. Polls show most Americans do now oppose the war in Iraq, yet without a military draft like that which helped focus public opposition to the Vietnam War, public protests have been far smaller than they were in that era. Thousands have, however, rallied against the war in recent days nationwide, including Washington, D.C., San Francisco, and Los Angeles. But it doesn't sound like there's that many. I mean, the fourth anniversary of the war, and you only got 100 people to show up in New York City?
I'm surprised they weren't able to just pick up some people off the street to rally with them.
Now, I understand that things are different now than they were back in the 1970s. I understand there's no draft this time out, but it's still the government using your money to go and kill people around the world. You'd think that would outrage enough people to get out there and do something. Or maybe another thing that's changed between now and then is that, well, the government's taking ever more of incomes. They're taking a larger and larger cut of people's incomes, so maybe it's just possible that people feel like they're just too busy. They have to, they have to go to work to put food on the table. If they miss a day of work, and today was a Monday, you can't. Everybody's at work that's supposed to be working during the week. So maybe maybe there's just a number of people that would have liked to have gone, but just decided I can't afford this. I can't afford to go out and protest. And that's sort of a position that we've been put into recent times in the last couple decades by this government.
I felt that way on certain things that we've that I've been invited to protest at. I've just been like, oh man, I've got to work.
Yeah, I got to make calls, got to do things, got to put food on the table.
Yeah, that way I can afford to do this show that's promoting the Free State Project.
Exactly. I mean, we all do things in certain ways that work for us as far as getting active. It's just, I guess I'm a little bit disappointed that in New York City, they couldn't turn out more than 100 people. 1-800-259-9231. What's it going to take to get the real anti-war protests back into the streets? Are they going to have to reinstitute the draft?
No, I certainly don't want that.
All right, so since we're talking Iraq, you've got some Iraqi statistics for us, Mark.
Right, from AFP, the Iraqis are increasingly pessimistic about the future. 4 years after the ouster of Saddam Hussein and fewer than one in five have faith in the U.S.-led coalition, a poll showed Monday. The survey, contrasting with a survey 2 years ago, indicating that barely a quarter feel safe in their own neighborhoods as the anniversary of the U.S.-led invasion is marked this week. Only 18% of those polled have confidence in the United States and the U.S.-led coalition troops, while 78% opposed the presence of coalition forces and 69% said it worsened the security situation. So almost 80%, just like we've been saying, 80% oppose the presence of coalition forces. And a percentage of those people support violence to get them out.
They sure do. Not only are they...
them being us, but they, them being our
not me, I'm
neighbors.
Not right. Is that it?
Faith in the new Iraqi government was a little better, although hardly overwhelming. 53% were dissatisfied with the performance of the Iraqi government. Some 63% said foreign troops should only leave after security improved and the capacity of Iraqi institutions was strengthened. So that 63% said that the foreign troops shouldn't be leaving. Does this make any sense? 78% opposed the presence of coalition forces, but 63% said foreign troops should only leave after security improved and the capability of Iraqi institutions had strengthened.
They're just as confused as Americans are.
According to the poll commissioned by BBS, ABC News, ARD, German TV, and USA Today, a survey conducted by the BBC in November 2005 painted a much brighter picture, with 71% saying things were good in their lives and 64% saying their lives would be better in 12 months. 69% saying the situation in the country would be improved in a year. I'm not saying that I don't see how any of those numbers would necessarily counter any of the numbers that we've read already. Britain's ambassador to Baghdad, told BBC Radio that different polls were prone to show different views of experiences of life in Iraq. These are snapshots, and snapshots can always give a rather different view of the picture, he said.
You know, I don't care if the poll shows that 90% of Iraqis are happy that that there are military troops in their streets. I don't care.
Right.
The fact is, it's not supposed to be something that America does. America's supposed to, at least constitutionally and all that, you know, those old documents, according to all that, we were supposed to be a defensive country. We were supposed to keep to our own business, and we were supposed to trade with the rest of the world, but not send troops all around the rest of the world. So, I mean, just on a constitutional basis, we don't belong there, beyond the fact that it's just wrong to take people from their homes and blow up their friends and family members in, all over a war of aggression. I mean, beyond the fact that it's wrong, it's also unconstitutional. So I don't care what the public opinion polls show.
I'm not sure that makes it unconstitutional, but I would say that the way the legislature passed sort of a sweeping use of force for the president...
There was certainly no declaration of war.
There was no declaration of war, and that makes it unconstitutional in my mind.
Here's another interesting statistic for you from Joe. He emails in, regardless of where you stand on the issue of U.S. involvement in Iraq, here's a sobering statistic. There has been a monthly average of 160,000 troops in the Iraqi theater of operations during the last 22 months, and a total of 2,112 deaths. Obviously, I guess that's over that 22 months. That gives a firearm death rate of 60 per 100,000 soldiers. The firearm death rate in Washington, D.C., however, is 80.6 per 100,000 persons for the same period.
Now, hold on. This is an email or this is...
It's an email.
Okay, because I don't know that number is necessarily true or anything.
Okay. Well, I don't know either, but it's an email.
Right.
And he says that means that you're about 25% more likely to be shot and killed in the U.S. Capitol than you are in Iraq.
No, it doesn't mean that at all. There's only 160,000 troops in Iraq. There's a heck of a lot more U.S. citizens in than Washington, D.C. than there are in Iraq, the entire country. So if we put the same amount of U.S. people in Iraq and you...
No, he's comparing per 100,000 persons.
Oh, is he?
So it's 60 per 100,000 in Iraq, as far as Americans are concerned.
Okay.
And it's 80.6 per 100,000 in Washington, D.C.
Assuming these numbers are correct.
Presuming they are, and I have no reason to disbelieve Joseph. He's emailed before.
Well, at least the soldiers can carry weapons in Iraq, and that's probably the reason.
Well, yeah, good point.
They can shoot back, whereas in D.C., they can't.
1-800-259-9231. Of course, government people have weapons, so we're talking about regular American people in D.C. Government will never take government's weapons away. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. It's March 19, 2007. Gold is at $652.40, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $675.65, $334.72 for half, $170.19 for quarter ounce coins at $675.75, $334.72, and $170.19. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lightness with today's Car Clinic Minute. Cotton candy at the fair, collector stamps, and bubble gum. Sticky things that are good. But a stuck accelerator is no joyride. When I come back, I'll tell you how to slow things down.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
Life in the fast lane. Yep, when your accelerator sticks, you really feel out of control. To get back in the driver's seat, turn off your engine, shift to neutral, and pull off the road. Be aware, power brakes and steering become manual, so stopping and turning require more muscle. Can you drive your car? Depends on the cause. If it's a wedged floor mat, yes. But more likely, it's a broken spring or bind in the throttle linkage, which requires you to slow down and call a tow truck. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens and dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. And you can see what I mean by going over to shrine.freetalklive.com to get access at shrine.freetalklive.com. Nazi.com and how close were the philosophies of Nietzsche and the Nazis? Check out the fascinating new DVD by Dr. Stephen Hicks, available at Laissez-Faire Books. How did the Nazis come to power in one of the most educated and civilized countries in the world? And was Nietzsche's philosophy the inspiration? Check out this and many other books and videos on liberty at LFB.com. That's Laissez-Faire Books. LFB.com as we go to the phones to the fun. It is to the Amplifier Line and Dennis in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Dennis.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to give you guys an update on the little action that took place up in Concord, New Hampshire last Thursday.
Okay.
This is where a large group, actually, many dozens of people, mostly, well, including a lot of Free Staters, kind of descended on the Capitol.
I thought it was nearly 100.
Yeah, it's something in the 100 range, yeah. So one of the issues just got resolved today, and it was not a main issue. This was like a little side issue that a couple of people and some people from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance decided to try and help some folks out on. It turns out that they were trying, or some people were trying to regulate, believe it or not, trying to regulate interior designers.
What kind of regulation would they? What's an interior? How are they?
They need licensing. They could put the furniture in the wrong place,
I
Mark.
Mean, interior designers don't kill anybody.
The feng shui will be thrown all off.
That's right. They wanted a licensure and certification board and the whole nine yards. And there was a small group of interior designers who were saying, you know, no way. This is stupid, and not to mention, you guys obviously want to license a small fry out of the equation, as always happens with licensing.
Sure.
So we took some of these small-time interior designers, I guess the alternative interior designers, and gave them a quick rundown on, okay, you guys are gonna fight the big boys for the money. Here's how you do it. You know, let's get in there and go. And it was, I'd say, a dozen Free Staters also that were just showing up to lend their support, which nobody was expecting. Like, they thought they were going to walk all over this thing. And the relevant committee had their vote today, and it looks like we did succeed in getting them to, it was a split decision, but they did decide that, no, interior design, maybe they don't want to go ahead and license that.
Wow, so fantastic.
Congratulations.
You know, it just goes to prove what I've been saying is the FSP is doing a pretty good job of holding off growth in the government here in New Hampshire. And all we had, you know, by the end of 2009, is it? By the end of 2008.
Well, it's not the FSP, it's the members of the Free State Project.
Right. NHLA,
doing
really.
Various different things in the state. And in this case, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
Exactly. And, of course, there are some natives involved in this effort, too. I mean, it's certainly not anyone doing anything alone. It's certainly only possible with groups of people, you know, willing to take the time to get involved and get active. And there's those folks here, native, and often, you know, it just takes someone who had the gumption, the fire in their belly to stand up and say, you know what, I know it doesn't matter in the big sense, but it's just stupid, and so I'm saying no. And then other people stand up and go, yeah, this is stupid. I don't want that.
Yeah, really, we're seeing more and more evidence that all it really takes is one dissenter, somebody with the courage to stand up and say, hey, this is wrong. Let's not do this. And then other people will jump in and also help carry the torch at that point. Dennis?
You got it.
Any other thoughts?
Say.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate the call.
Take off.
All right, 800-259-9231. Back at 8.net toll free line.
You know, I think that's true. I think some people just need an excuse to speak up and say what's on their mind, too. And if somebody says, you know, this is wrong, then they can go, yeah, yeah. And suddenly the tidal wave will begin. It certainly doesn't work every time, but sometimes it does.
Absolutely. In fact, I know that you're going to be telling us, I think, tomorrow night about your experience going out and protesting some growth of government right here in Keene. We're going to wait on that for tomorrow night.
Can you imagine me protesting?
Because our very own Toby will be joining us to talk about that as well. Yeah, I can't imagine that. In fact, I don't think you've ever done that before, have you?
Well,
have you ever protested something?
I've protested a few things, mainly with you, but, and I do it a little different.
You did it on your own.
I wore a suit.
Yes. And as a result, have your picture taken.
I suspect I will be on the in the newspaper tomorrow.
Well, speaking of the the concept of having people stand up and just saying no to tyranny, here's an example that sort of rings similar to a call we got, I think it was Saturday night or last week, where a gentleman called in to say that he was at Disney World recently, going through the line at Disney World, where he noticed up ahead in line that people were being fingerprinted before they were allowed into Disney World. And he said to himself, whoa, I don't think I want to be part of this. And so he just told the Disney World people, no, I'm not going to be fingerprinted. And he was still allowed in. They did take his driver's license information as, like, I guess an alternative identifying option. But the point was that he said no, and then other people in the line noticed that, hey, you can say no to this. You know, they weren't told that this is an option. Of course they weren't told that. But once they saw somebody else having the courage to stand up and refuse, they also elected to stand up and refuse.
And it also sends the message to the Big Mouse that, hey, we don't want you taking a bunch of our information, and if you expect to continue to get entrance money from us, you know, ticket fares and all that good
yeah.
stuff, you'll stop asking us this kind of information.
Well, in a different sort of private arena, we go to the movie theater. From Polytechbot.com, I wonder what kind of dystopian cyberpunk future we live in when you're physically searched before entering a movie theater. Last night, my girlfriend brought me along to see a screening, and this is a few months old, of Derailed at the Paramount Theater in Toronto, which she had to review for a magazine that she works for. The lineup for the screening was unusually long, as I think they also fill seats at press screenings with radio call-in winners who, in hindsight, might have accepted such poor treatment in exchange for the ostensible privilege of paying for $30 worth of parking and fast food for a free $13 movie. Anyway, the line was moving slowly because they were asking customers to raise their arms so they could be electronically frisked with a metal detector. And women's purses were being searched by uniformed security guards.
Good God.
Now, I have actually seen this going on. This happened at one time when I was at the Hollywood 20 down in Sarasota. They were doing this to people.
Huh.
Try to remember this is Toronto.
I've gone to a lot of movie theaters, and that's never happened to me.
Yep.
You can believe that I'd raise a stink.
Try to remember that this is Toronto, Canada we're talking about here, not New York, Tel Aviv, or London. People who submitted to their search, everyone from what I could tell, had their cell phones taken from them and checked at a table set up in front of the theater, and they were given a ticket to reclaim it when they left. I was having none of this, and checked to the back of my ticket stub to ensure that there was no mention of being required to submit to a search listed as a condition of sale. That was a fair thing for him to do.
Yeah.
Because, again, it is private property.
Not that, it may be a condition of sale, but he didn't sign anything.
True. As my girlfriend and I made it to the front of the line, the guard looked at me and asked me to raise my arms for the search. We'll find out what he did here in a moment. 800-259-9231. Have you encountered a situation like this at a movie theater? And if so, how did it make you feel? Did it make you feel like never going to the theater again? Because that's this author's suggestion, is that if theaters continue treating people like this, then they're going to ensure their own destruction. More's on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Shocking facts about magnesium. Magnesium deficiency can cause anxiety, asthma, depression, diabetes, fatigue, heart disease, hypertension, insomnia, migraines, osteoporosis, just to name a few. Pesticides and pollution have depleted the soil of magnesium. Processed foods are further stripped of magnesium. Flour loses 80%, polished rice 83%, cornstarch 97%, and white sugar from molasses 99%. Fluoridated water removes all magnesium. So how do we replace the magnesium our bodies so desperately need? Magnesium oil and gel. Magnesium oil and gel absorbs quickly through the skin so there are no gastrointestinal side effects. It comes in several different sizes, so call 877-817-9829 and order yours today. Your body will thank you. Magnesium oil and gel could be the answer you've been looking for. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Magnesium oil and gel. You can be you again.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you going to get it through your head that there is no quick fix, no free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too, but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to oneyeartoretire.net. That's oneyeartoretire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring it what you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the packet, 8.net, toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free. And that includes the bulletin board system. Over 200,000 posts await you. Over 1,500 people interacting. It's all for free. bbs.freetalklive.com gets you to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. And Ian, I'd like to say, I've got the stuff put to, you know, I got downloaded and got the stuff to do my will. So I intend to redo my will.
Fantastic.
Just because I think it's, you know, it's the right thing to do for my family.
Very good. 1-800-259-9231. You take control. Talking about an unusual experience, or maybe it's becoming a little bit less unusual. Maybe this is getting a little more typical, because I can say this has happened to me. We're talking about an experience that somebody had going to a movie screening. And this was actually a couple of months ago. But nonetheless, I was actually sent to Declan McCullough's website, polytechbot.com. I happen to be a fan of Declan McCullough. He does some great work covering various different technology-related freedom issues for CNET.com. Anyways, as he's got his own site, and this was posted there. The gentleman in question went to see a movie, like a screening, with his girlfriend, who was writing an article for a magazine. So she had to do a review for the movie. And so that's why he was there. As he noticed the line was a little bit long and figured out the reason why was because everyone, was being searched. They were essentially submitting to searches, raising their arms so they could be electronically frisked with a metal detector. Women's purses were being searched by uniformed security guards. This was going on at the entrance to a movie theater. And so the gentleman writing this says, I was having none of this. He checked to make sure that on his ticket stub it didn't require that he submit to a search in order to get in, and it didn't. He says, as my girlfriend and I made it to the front of the line, the guard looked at me and asked me to raise my arms for the search. I politely declined, saying, no thank you. and proceeded to the ticket taker. I could hear him calling, "Sir! Sir!" behind me.
"Dear God, you haven't been frisked!"
But even though I slowed my pace in case he was really going to do something about it, as I had expected, I wasn't stopped. The ticket taker took my ticket, and I waited for my girlfriend just inside the gate, as her purse was being subjected to a thorough going-through by one of the guards. Since she was there for work, and her deadline was that night, she wasn't quite ready to risk not seeing the movie.
Sure, I get why she would want to do that.
Her 150 words won't have room for what happened next. Her phone was taken from her and put in a sealed plastic bag with a claim ticket, and she joined me where I was waiting, past the gate, and we walked into the theater together. To add further insult to the debacle at the gate, near the exits at stage right and left were two uniformed security guards at each door. All four of them with video cameras, scanning the crowd, and making themselves very conspicuous. This was not just for a bit of pre-show MPAA theater. They stood there, at the entrances to the theater, for the entirety of the movie. Red LEDs glowing. Remember, these are at the exit, so they were at the front of the theater. So everybody could see these guys.
It makes you wonder, why are they doing that?
Well, you can't figure it out?
The movie cameras, no.
Mm-hmm. They're looking for people with cameras. They want to catch somebody.
Oh,
this is a screening. They want to catch somebody who's smuggling in a video camera and recording the movie.
Sorry, I'm not in that whole world that might be able to download a movie and watch a... What do they call that, a screen?
Well, if you went to this movie, you would have been in that world. You would have been thrown into that world because you'd have been searched. And you'd not have understood why. You'd think, what the hell? I've never been patted down for a movie before. And so, yeah, you're in that world even though you aren't someone who's a downloader. You're saying you don't participate. You're saying you're not a downloader. But now because there are some people who download... You're going to get caught up in this world if you decide to go to the movies now.
Gotcha.
And so the question for you is, how would this make you feel if you've encountered this? Have you encountered this? 1-800-259-9231. Would it do for you what it did for the guy writing this article, and that is dissuade you from going to any future movies in a theater situation? I mean, if you've got a home theater, you don't have to put up with this crap. Heck, if you just have, I mean, he points out later on that if all you got's a 13-inch, it might just be better to stay home and watch it on your 13-inch than to, wait for the DVD than to go to the theater and put up with this crap.
I haven't had to put up with it yet, and I can tell you that I wouldn't like it very much.
He said they stood there for the entirety of the movie, red LEDs glowing, scanning the crowd to remind us we were under close surveillance and our actions were being recorded. If you've ever sat in a chair in a dark room watching disturbing scenes unfold in front of you while four people with video cameras stand in front of your in front of you silently recording your reactions, you might be reminded of scenarios from A Clockwork Orange, Brazil 1984, Videodrome, and strangely, SFW from the 1990s. Security guards regularly use handheld video cameras to harass and intimidate people, particularly during political rallies and protests, as the guards know the cameras carry with them a clear implication of future retribution against those being recorded. The cameras are quite literally a threat. Upon leaving the theater, my girlfriend and I had to stop at the security desk to claim her phone, which involved them searching through a pile of bagged cell phones for the correct one. You know, at least with the theater's case, they actually give you a number, a claim number
ticket.
With your phone.
Yeah.
When I was at the courthouse for the feds in Concord, they just took your phone, and then they threw out all the phones they had when you came back to get your phone and let you pick which one was yours.
Ooh, I like this BlackBerry.
Which involved them searching through a pile for the correct one. We took another moment to turn the phone on to validate we had the correct phone. My girlfriend agreed that if she hadn't already had that deadline, she would have made a point of walking out of the screening and giving the PR person a talking to. I didn't confront the camera-wielding guards in the theater because she was my host and she had a job to do.
Right.
Only people who think they've done something wrong or deserve to be searched submit to that kind of authority, which is why guards get away with it and the rest of us continue to be subjected to it and it becomes normal.
Well, I think a lot of people just... You know, they don't know any better. They're, at this point, it's just common to be searched in America.
Right. That's just a scary part.
It's just okay.
It's moving out from the airports to the movie theater now. And this isn't even the government. This is the MPAA.
Not just the airports. Any sporting event. You can be pretty much guaranteed you're going to get frisked at a sporting event.
Some concerts.
It's concerts, yeah.
Apparently, he says, this is how the Alliance... this is Alliance Atlantis' idea of how to treat an audience. Then I, for one, can certainly live without seeing any of their films, and will be skipping movies at the Paramount Theater. I also know that at least one reviewer will be seeing her movies elsewhere, too. I'd also say that this is further evidence that movie studios are losing revenue because of their increasingly poor movie-going experience and general low quality of the movies they're making. As after this, I can certainly understand why someone would prefer to watch a movie on their 14-inch screen than suffer the indignity of a multiplex. As though it weren't bad enough that you had to pay $5 for a bag of popcorn, you also have to be frisked. And then monitored? I mean, this didn't happen. When I went into the theater, they were just checking people. There were no guards standing up at the front of the theater scanning the crowd with video cameras.
Yeah,
That's spooky.
It seems like the theaters are far enough removed from the movie process that they don't have quite as much to gain. Now, I can see why the movie companies would want thugs with cameras making sure that their movie didn't get seen, but the theaters...
I think that's who was doing this. I think the movie company was putting on the screening, and they were there sort of controlling things,
gotcha,
if you will. So yeah, I agree with you. I don't think the theater on its own would normally do something like this. And I can't recall which movie I was at when this happened to me. I think it might have been another one of those sort of special midnight showings, one of those special cases, not actually during the actual release schedule of the film, because the hackers and the crackers, they try to get in as early as possible to the movie so they can record them and actually release the movie before it comes out in theaters.
And that's just, they just do that for a hobby?
Yeah, it's just for fun.
Oh, God.
They just do it to see if they can. And many of them work on the inside of the business. Many of them work in the projection room, so they just put their cameras up there, that sort of thing.
I see.
Yeah. 800-259-9231. If you've ever experienced anything like this and how it affected your movie-going experience, I've got to say that it was a turnoff for me. It definitely was.
Now, I like a good movie theater, you know, the stadium seating,
sure,
the surround sound and all that stuff. And some movies, I think it's definitely worth it. I'm going to go off and see that 300 that's coming out.
Oh, really?
This weekend.
It's been out, actually.
Has it been out 2 weeks? Because I went, we've been busy the last 2 weeks.
You take control of the airwaves. You bring up what you want. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Your show. You bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You bring up what you want toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features totally free, though we do ask you voluntarily support us by voting for the show. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. Takes you less than a minute. All you need is your email address. It won't be spammed. It won't be sold. All you need to do is just enter it into this quick little form, and it'll be verified to make sure you're a real person. And then your vote goes into our total. And our total right now is still keeping us at the number one show. That's good news, considering we've made it 19 days now as the number one show in this particular month of March.
It's true, but we are just a hair ahead of the Potter kids.
The Potter guys.
We are five votes away from being number
two. That's nothing. They could turn that by the end of this show.
Absolutely. They could do it in the next 10 minutes.
Right. So we need you to go to vote.freetalklive.com. If you've yet to do it this month, go now. Or if you're listening in your car, maybe leave yourself a message to remind yourself when you get home to go to vote.freetalklive.com, because we really need as many votes as we can get. And if you've already voted, thank you very much. Also, consider asking some friends or family members to vote for Free Talk Live as well. It's quick, it's easy, and it makes a difference because us being at the number one position means more new people finding the show, thereby more new people finding the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's important to you, vote.freetalklive.com. So we were talking about cameras and theaters and sort of technology, and well, in the technology realm, there's some more news about this whole broadcasting on the internet thing. We talked a couple weeks ago about the new rules and regulations that the feds have thrown out there that say that if you want to broadcast music on the internet, that you have to pay pretty exorbitant fees.
Right.
We took a look at the numbers, and they were stunningly high. In fact, there's an industry group that ran some of the numbers, and they discovered that it would be virtually impossible for smallish or small, medium to small broadcasters to even come close to making a profit with these fees that they were talking about. And in fact, as it turns out, according to the AP, a wide array of broadcasters and online companies today challenged a ruling from a panel of copyright judges that they say could cripple the emerging business of offering music broadcasts over the internet. Now, you know it's serious when Clear Channel jumps on board. Clear Channel's the largest broadcaster in America. They have more radio stations than any other broadcaster out there. And you'd think if anybody could afford these fees and these fines, or the fees to run the internet streams, mm-hmm. that Clear Channel could. But even they're throwing their hat into the ring and saying, whoa, this is crazy. This is way too much. Clear Channel, in fact, NPR, so the government challenging itself in this case, And groups representing both large and small companies providing music broadcasts online were among those asking the Copyright Royalty Board to reconsider key parts of its March 2nd ruling. It's unfortunate that they're just asking and not saying, screw you, we're going to do it anyway and not pay you. That ruling, the challenging parties say, would greatly increase the amount of royalties that online music broadcasters would have to pay record labels and performers, as well as put unreasonable demands on them to track how many songs were listened to by exactly how many individuals online. The royalties in question only apply to digital transmissions of music, such as through websites, and are paid to the performers of songs and record labels. Webcasters also pay additional royalties to the composers and publishers of music similar to those that are paid by over-the-air broadcasters. Digital performance rights were originally granted to record companies in 1995, in part with the intention of protecting them against the possibility that digital transmissions could erode the sales of CDs. Of course, anybody who knows anything about people who listen to things online probably realized that being able to hear something online for the first time leads to sales of CDs in many cases.
It does. And, you know, some people buy simply because they got to hear it online.
Right. You're hearing a program content that you might not have heard anywhere else. You're hearing programming, and unlike radio, where you can't necessarily identify the song being played, online streaming, in not 99% of the cases, identifies the song being played. So it's very easy to say, oh, yeah, I like this song. It's by who? Oh, so-and-so. I'll go look up so-and-so and buy their CD. This is what happens. Under a previous arrangement which expired at the end of 2005, broadcasters and online companies like Yahoo and AOL could pay royalties based on estimates of how many songs were played over a given period of time, or a tuning hour, as opposed to counting every single song. Jonathan Potter, the executive director of the Digital Media Association, which represents major online companies affected by the decision, asked the judges specifically allow a per-tuning hour approximation measure for paying the royalties. He also asked judges to clarify a $500 annual fee per broadcasting channel, saying that some online companies offering many thousands of listening options, counting each one as a separate channel, could lead to huge fees for online broadcasters. Remember, as we pointed out when the story first broke, if you listen to the little Yahoo Music service, and there are other things like this out there, you pick the songs. So there's no channel for you to tune into.
It conceivably, everybody listening to Yahoo at any given time could be their own channel.
Precisely. And that is not worth $500 per year. They're not getting that kind of money in subscriptions from people. They're getting, what, $20 a year or something like that?
I thought it was $9.95 a month.
That seems a little steep, but it could be.
Okay.
Potter, NPR argued in its filing that the new rules could have crippling effects on public radio's ability to meet its mandate of serving the public interest and objected to the $500 per channel minimum fee. A group of commercial broadcasters, including Clear Channel, the largest radio company in the country, also asked for a reconsideration of key parts of the ruling, saying that methods used to calculate the fees were faulty. The motions filed Monday covered relatively technical aspects of the ruling and marked the first of what is likely to be other legal challenges to the decision. NPR said in its filing it also intended in due course to appeal the overall decision by the copyright judges to the U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington. The previous agreement covering small commercial webcasters, which also expired at the end of 2005, allowed those companies to pay a flat rate of 12% of annual revenues in lieu of calculating the total number of listener hours.
12%.
And this is those are the regs that expired in 2005.
Oh my God, 12% of total gross revenue?
Right, instead of calculating the total number of listener hours as larger broadcasters and web companies were required to do.
Incredible.
Yeah.
12% is incredible.
That's highway robbery.
It should be 1.2% or something like that.
The ruling makes no such provision, something those companies are asking the judges to reconsider. So they're basically begging for the 12% back here, Mark.
Yeah, no doubt.
So SoundExchange, an entity that collects royalties from digital music broadcasters and distributes them to rights holders, has said the ruling was fair, and that the rapid growth in advertising revenues from online music broadcasting would more than allow webcasters to cover the new fees. SoundExchange pointed to research finding that those ad revenues grew from $50 million in 2003 to $500 million last year. So your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Anybody out there running a music channel?
My thoughts are I can't believe it.
I know one of our listeners has his own music channel. I don't know how he's handling this. Let's go to Mark in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Hey,
great.
Good.
What's on your mind?
Well, actually, I have my own Live 365 radio channel.
How's this affecting you?
Well, it's all parody songs, so it doesn't really affect me.
Mm.
But I'm really mad because for the last 10 to 15 to 20 years, I've been buying crap. I mean, you hear one song on a CD by an artist, and it's great, and you go out and buy the CD, and the rest of it is awful.
Yeah, you know,
so
it's amazing how that goes.
What's that?
It's amazing how that goes. I mean, that you know, there's one or two good songs on a given album, and then the rest of it's just something you don't want to hear ever.
Right, and there was a class action lawsuit a couple years ago that where they were overcharging people for the cost of the CDs, and if you wanted to join in, you know, you could have and gotten $2 or $5 in the mail or whatever.
Whoopee!
Completely ridiculous. But I'm just mad at the entire recording industry for forcing us to pay $20 for 10 to 15 awful songs and getting one or two. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. You know, quick question about the Live 365. That's, for listeners that don't know, it's a streaming service on the Internet. They used to be free way back in the day, and then they got slapped with lawsuits and that sort of thing by the RIAA and the music industry. And so they started charging on a per-channel basis all of its users to cover the costs of essentially paying these royalties.
Right.
And it didn't matter if you were a talk program or if you were a music program, you had to pay this fee to broadcast with Live 365.
Right.
And I remember I used to be a user of their service back then, and it really ticked me off because I was airing talk content, and I thought, you know, this really sucks that I've got to pay essentially to subsidize the music channel.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
And
well, at the same time, I mean, I do host a live show three times a week on there, and it is talk. But the way I look at it, it's a dollar per live listener. You know, and with you guys, I mean, you've got a ton of listeners and stuff like that. With me, I'm small time.
Mm-hmm.
I've got very few listeners, but I can afford the $30, $50, $100 a month that it costs for a live talk show. And the rest of the time, it's all parody songs. You know what I mean?
Very good, Mark. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. If you're a webcaster, if you're somebody who's broadcasting music on the Internet, how is this ruling affecting you? Is it going to throw you out of business? Because it seems to me like if Clear Channel's stepping in and saying, whoa, way too expensive, then it's nowhere even near in reach to the little guy. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodical, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
People